Hi, everyone. I'm Alex Smith here with your 360 update. The Eagles are back at work here at the NovaCare Complex as they get set for a Monday night matchup with the Green Bay Packers. One of the big stories for the Eagles this week concerns wide receiver Nelson Agholor, who has had his struggles here in 2016. But inside the locker room, he's got nothing but support from players like Brent Celek, Jordan Matthews, and fellow first-round pick Brandon Graham, who knows what it takes to bounce back from early career struggles.
He's a good player. I mean, dude was a first-round draft pick, can make plays in this league, gives 100% effort all the time. So he's good, you know. He'll get back, but, you know, he just got to believe it.
Yeah, he's doing okay. His girlfriend's been in town. She's been spending time with him. He's been with some of the guys. We've actually went to Carson's house Monday night, spent some time there. The last 2 days, we've just been at the quarterback's house fellowshipping and spending time. And, you know, he's been great. Like I said, Nelson's a positive guy. So I know that he's, you know, maybe this might be a tough time, but at the same time, he is going to understand. He's going to get better from it. And he's going to learn how to grow from it.
Oh, yeah, in the beginning, I was talking back to fans. I was saying all kind of stuff that wasn't me, that kind of got me out of being who I was. And once I kind of let go of everything and kind of got over it, you know, to where whatever people say kind of bounced off me, where it was like whatever, that's when everything started to kind of go towards the top. So I think for him, he just got to make sure he just continued to be Nelson Agholor that got here, you know, off what they saw. And they know, you know what I'm saying, they do a good job here. Yes, you hit and miss, but I don't think he a miss guy. I think it's just all in his head.
Sticking with the wide receiver position, we heard from undrafted rookie Paul Turner, and whether or not he's active or not on Monday, he's still taking his preparation the same as he would any other week.
I mean, obviously it means a lot. It's something that you dream of as a child, that you always want to do, and that's to be an NFL player. So I just think being out there Monday night is going to be surreal, and I just think ultimately that I'm just give thanks to God, because I know without him none of this would be possible.
All right, well, that will wrap things up here from the NovaCare Complex, but we have a cornucopia of press conferences on demand here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com, including from head coach Doug Peterson, quarterback Carson Wentz, and others. So be sure to check all that out right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com and the official Eagles mobile app. Until next time, all Eagles fans have a happy Thanksgiving. The Eagles will be back at work on Friday.